This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, radio that's out and proud.
And we're on air. We don't run on air, which is very important. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
And our next candidate is Canthy Flynn. Good morning to you, Canthy.
Good morning, Taz. How are you?
Very good. You'll have to speak a bit closer to the microphone.
Is that better?
That's better. Is much better.
Awesome. Now,
you haven't had much experience with microphones.
No. In front of the camera, yes.
Yep.
Right.
But not behind.
So we have to get some lapel mics, Taz.
Yeah, Macca, people often say that you and I have a face for radio.
We do.
Now, as listeners know, there are 4 vacancies on the board at the AGM tomorrow, and there are 5 candidates. Canthy is the second candidate we've got into the studio, asking all the candidates the same questions and giving them the same time. So,
Canthy, why are you interested in nominating for the Joy board?
Well, I had to really think long and hard, but not that long and hard, really. I was introduced to Joy by a really good friend of mine, started listening to the program, and I actually quite enjoyed the diversity of your programming, in particular the breadth and depth. I have a couple of very favourite shows. Yours is one of them, but I quite like Geeks Out.
She can stay in the studio. Right.
Geeks Out, in particular, and Got Money, because I just love the way it just runs, as well as, you know, This Is Our Life, which I quite enjoy, because, you know, it's got a little bit of spunk about it, and I really like that spunk about the show. The reason I decided to nominate for the Joy Board was really the diversity and the whole concept of diversity. I mean, I don't generally fit into the definition of Australian, into the Australian culture. Look at me, I'm, you know, off colour. You know, for different ethnicity and for a minority.
I wouldn't have said you were
off colour. No.
Pardon? I wouldn't have said you were off colour.
Okay, with a lot of colour maybe. So I think it's a whole idea of identity and finding your tribe, and I just feel very comfortable with this tribe and a lot of the minority tribes, I guess, out there. So, you know, I'm not blonde, blue-eyed and...
Neither are we.
Perhaps you are, but definitely not me.
So if you're successfully elected to the Joy Board, what do you bring and what will be your contribution?
Well, I come from corporate Australia, so I've worked with multinationals. I've got a very strong corporate network. I also work in media and marketing, which I think would be of great contribution to your radio station. I have a strong communication and brand background, and I think with the noise that is happening out there, you know, we've got a very strong opportunity to bring the Joy brand to the fore, especially with some of the debate that's happening on the federal and state level. I have a very strong a network that I can really work with, especially on sponsorships and driving your membership and subscription-based marketing.
Well, we like that.
I think community radios and community in general really require that to keep running.
So why should, and we already know how absolutely discerning Saturday Magazine listeners are, because they're telling us that, why should Saturday Magazine listeners and Joy members vote for you?
Oh, very easily. I'm going to take something out of a very successful football campaign that was run for many years. You know, proud, passionate and paid up. So I am proud to be part of the Joy community. Passionate, I bring a lot of passion to whatever I do. I'm very priority oriented. I enjoy what I do, and I've got a very strong marketing background, which I think I can bring to the fore here. And what was the other one? Paid up. So, you know, I would be really driving for us to increase our subscriptions, drive the community. And I think I was listening to the Treasurer a couple of weeks ago saying, oh, we got to 990K. You know what? Let's try and break it to the, you know, the 7 figures this time around and get more people on board and play on our radio station.
I think the Treasurer has just voted
station.
For you. Anyway, because one of the challenges has always been for Joy is, you know, generating enough income and sponsorship and membership.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, is that something that you'd like to, you know, put some concentration on yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I think financial acumen and the use of financial, your finances is incredibly important. It's also about budgeting and making sure that if we do get the right people on board, for instance, you did have this, you know, the mayor recently.
Dolly Doyle.
That's him.
Well, he lets us call him that.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah.
Only you, Macca. Only you get away
I call
with
him
that.
His Eminence Lord Bollard, Robert Dolly Doyle.
I love it. Well, you know, with Dolly, you know, we do have to charm him into giving us money too, don't we?
Yeah.
He's also our patron.
He's our patron, yes.
Even better. Yeah. We need to use him better.
Mm.
And make sure he brings out joy every single time.
I have one more question for you.
Yes.
So obviously I'm allowing a feral question from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Not a feral listener, though. A very good listener.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see joy in 5 years' time?
Still community with a broader base. I'd like to see, you know, multi-platform. So, you know, I stream. So I'd like it to be a radio station that can go to our community, just not in the metropolitan areas, but also in rural areas where, you know, I think marginalisation is quite concentrated and it's very hard to be who you are. So for me, it's really about getting the finances right and to get money on board to do more.
Kanthi Flynn, thank you very much for your time this morning. Good luck with your pitch.
Thank you. Good luck
with the election tomorrow. And it's great to see people talking about the need for revenue.
Yes.
And good financial management. Not that we don't have it. I believe that we do have that.
I think you do have
that. But it's always good to see that.
And, you know, you do want to go to do that, do exactly that. And thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
Good to have you in the studio.
And inviting me.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.